It says over here now as follows. What happens if a woman forgets to light the candles, but another woman lit in her stead? Or her husband lit for her? So it says over here, even if she does not know whatsoever that they actually lit for her, she does not have to add an extra candle. Here in the Halakha Brura, he brings down one of the reasons is he says that just like technically the obligation would have been on the man, which means that the men should be the ones that are lighting the candles, but the women do it because they're in charge of the home. So therefore, we don't have to know when they're lighting candles. So the same halakha would apply vice versa. If we would light for them, or for example, he brings the case of a yuledet, a woman when she gives birth, usually the husband will be the one that he's going to light candles the first Shabbat after giving birth. Many times she would be in the hospital or she would be sick, she wouldn't be able to come and to light the candles, but not because of that all of a sudden, right, the next week, as if to say, she would have to light an extra candle. So therefore, even though she didn't light the candles, as long as somebody else lit the candle for her, there's no problem whatsoever that she does not have to add an extra candle for the next Shabbat, right, according to those opinions. Then he says, also the same halakha would apply. What happens if you have a woman that's married and she's in her in-law's house? So therefore, what happens is that usually depends. If right now she doesn't have her own room, so therefore, obviously the Baalat HaBayit is going to light a candle, and then that's it. However, what happens if she has her own room? If she has her own room and she's able to close the door, and therefore, she would be obligated to light candles in her room. So therefore, what happens if she forgot? Which means that she didn't light the candles in her room. She just went and she just didn't light anything. Now the question is she obligated now the next Shabbat to light an extra candle? So here in the footnotes, he brings down a machloket. Rav Moshe Feinstein says yes. However, though, halakha l'maaseh, he brings down from Rav Ozner that she doesn't need to. And the reason why, as he says, is because since the necessities of the home are not incumbent upon her, which means she's just a guest. So she's not obligated in all the different things that happen in the house. So therefore, she's not obligated, right, in order to come and in order to do it. Now, this is not only in talking about in a case where she didn't know, as if to say that she thought that she didn't have to light candles and therefore she was going to be Yotzei Chova with, she was going to fulfill her obligation with the Baalat HaBayit, with her mother-in-law or someone else, so that she's going to be a guest by their house. Even if she knew that she was going to have to do it in her own room, the fact that there's still lights throughout the entire rest of the house, and it's not incumbent upon her the onus, right, of the things which are going on in the house. So therefore, she's going to be exempt from coming and lighting another candle. Now, it does happen that if a woman does forget, right, to light the candles of Shabbat, and therefore she adds an extra candle, and she comes out that she's going to be in another person's house. So it says, right, and she's embarrassed to light the third candle in somebody else's house. She's allowed to come and she's allowed to light only two candles. She does not have to light the three candles, right, anymore. Another thing is, what happens if it comes out Yom Tov before Shabbat? So therefore, let's say Yom Tov is on Thursday, and then Friday, and then Shabbat. So Friday, which is still Yom Tov, she has to light the candles. Here, there's a shita that if she's going to add this extra candle, it's as if to say you're lighting a candle which is not a necessity. Remember, on Yom Tov, whenever you light a candle, you're allowed to light a candle from one to another, but it has to be for a necessity. It can't be in vain. It can't be for no reason whatsoever. So therefore, what happens is that here it is better to rely upon the opinion that you're going to add more oil in the candles than to add a third candle. So therefore, in such a case where it would happen, Yom Tov, before the Shabbat, it's better that she would only light two candles on Erev Shabbat, and instead of lighting that third candle, she would add more oil to those two candles in order that it would last longer, but she's not going to be adding an extra candle. And the last halakha that we're going to mention is, what happens if a man forgets to light the candles? Does he have the obligation to come and to light three candles the next time, or does his wife have an obligation to come and light three candles the next time? So here, halakha l'maaseh, he says that there's no obligation whatsoever. One reason is that if he's married, so he says, not because of his action are we going to punish the wife and give her a penalty that from now on she has to come and she has to, as if to say, add extra candles. But even if it is going to be that the man is not married, and therefore he is obligated in candle lighting every single lit of Shabbat, even in such a case, the same halakha would apply, he says, is because one of the svarot, in order for her to add an extra candle, is because she has to fix up the sin of Chava. Chava went and she distinguished the light of the world when she caused Adam to eat from the Etz Hadat. He caused Adam, her husband, to eat from the tree, right, of knowledge. And therefore, what happens is that because of that, she has to fix it up. So she has to light candles, Shabbat candles. And if she forgot, so we're going to give her a penalty. However, though here on the man, there is no such penalty. Obviously, he has to be careful that if he's the one that's lighting candles, he should light the candles. But there was no penalty which was imposed upon him if he does forget the Shabbat candles.